Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. I'm so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast. On today, we've had a long period off. I just give God reverence and praise, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on here on today. We're going to get ready to have our doxology. Amen. Amen and praise the Lord. I just give reverence today to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, to Apostle Dean, and to each one of you. I just thank and praise God today to be back on our radio broadcast on this morning. I know we're having a lot of things. Today is Father's Day to some people, but I just thank and praise God that we have a good Father. We have a good, blessed, mighty God, our Father who is in heaven. I give God praise today, and I give him glory on today. I just magnify his name. We're going to get ready to go into a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 119. Verses 129 through 136. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doeth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I open my mouth in panic, for I longeth for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order myself in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down my eyes, but they keep not thy law. I have just read you from Psalms 119, verses 119 through 136. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song. I don't know which one. Let me get through twirling.
For loving me, not an hour, but at the moment with my arms up, I need you to make a way out of you. I've done so many times, through a door, an open door, I stretch my hand. Come rescue me. I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second, another minute, not an hour, another day, but more I need you. I never needed you before. Show up and leave so all the things that I left while I was here searching the world for more of the best friend I had. She was my best friend. I know it means I regret my death to be. Come rescue me. I need you right away. Fear of doing things on my own. The depth of trial that come to make me strong. The fear ain't gonna kill her shame and defeat. The way the trials that feed upon me. But there's no law that in you I've got victory. I need you now, Lord, I need you now.
Come humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come this morning, God, just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, God. We come just giving you praise this morning, God. We come giving you glory. We magnify your holy name on today, God. We just thank you on today, Master. We magnify you today, God. You are a great king above every king. We thank you, God, and we bless your holy name this morning. We come first of all, God, binding the strong man, God, from our lives on today. We bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast on today. We bind him up today, God. We cast him out, and we command him to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, destroy every demonic force, God. We ask you right now to destroy them. Let them die, God. Every demon, let them die, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come just praising you. We give you thanks, God, how you watched over us all night last night. And early this morning, God, you shook us and called us by name, woke us up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, gave us a mind to pray, God, and we thank you this morning. Father, I come this morning, God, asking to let your power fall on this radio broadcast. Let your power fall, God, on everyone under the sound of my voice. Let your anointing fall in the name of Jesus. Touch everybody, God, that's listening today, God, and everybody that will listen to this radio broadcast. I ask you today, God, to touch them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them right now. Now, God, give them a mind to run to you, God, with open arms, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you today to deliver me from myself, in the name of Jesus. Deliver me, God, from everything that I want, and let thy will be done in my life today, God, in the name of Jesus. Let me speak your word, God, and let me, Lord, use me, God, in the name of Jesus. Let me decrease them, that the Holy Ghost may increase them, and use me in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today, God. We give you praise and glory. We magnify you today, God. We glorify you, God. You are a great God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray and we ask it all in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen, amen. I just give God all the praise and glory today. I magnify God, hallelujah. I give God glory today. I give him praise on today. I just magnify the Lord today. This is our testimony service today, in the name of Jesus, and I will be the first to testify on today. God is a great God, in the name of Jesus. I give God glory today, and I give God praise on today. I just thank God for how he kept us all during the night. We didn't even know we was in the world, in the name of Jesus, but God kept us. He watched over us. Didn't nobody try to break in our houses, in the name of Jesus. We didn't get a call last night that something was wrong somewhere, but I just thank God today for his goodness and for his greatness. I thank God that he is my life, in the name of Jesus. I give God praise and glory today. I magnify him today. I just thank him today. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what I think. I don't care what I think I know. All I know is Christ and him crucified. And I give God glory today. I give God praise on today. I magnify his name today. Oh, he a perfect God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I bless the name of Jesus on today. I don't know what I would do without God. I ain't nobody. I'm just a speck of dirt, in the name of Jesus. A sinner saved by God's grace. That's what I am. I ain't nobody else. ain't nobody, don't deserve nothing. But with Jesus, I deserve everything he want to give me. All the inheritance of the Father is mine. And I thank him today. I thank God on today. I thank him today. I just give him praise and glory. I give God all praise today. Bless his name today. He could have let me die years ago, 30 years ago, but he did not. And I thank God because I have a purpose. And he have a purpose and a plan for my life. Even at my old age, I thank God today. I thank him today. I give him all praise and glory. I just thank God for using me for whatever it is he need me to do. I thank him on today, and I give him glory on today. And I just give God praise. He is my Father. My Father going to be with the Lord, but he is my Father. And I thank God for him being my Father on today. I got a great Father, and I thank him today. All those that don't have a father can always know that God is their Father. And I just thank God on today. You know, I bless his name on today. We sit around and we cry for the Father that he gave us and took away. But God is our Father. He's our Heavenly Father. He knows way more than our earthly father ever would know. And I just thank God for even my earthly father. I thank him today. I praise God today. He'll be everything that I need. He is it, my mother, my father, everything, my sister, my brother. God is everything to me. And today he is my Father, and every day he is my Father. I just thank God on today. I feel blessed in the Lord to have a father like that. Who wouldn't serve? Who wouldn't want a father like the Father that we have? He everything to me. And I just thank and praise God on today for my health and my strength. I thank God for just giving me all the activities of my limbs. I thank God today for my husband and my family, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grand. I thank God today. I thank God that they covered under the blood of Jesus, and I thank God that he's already encamped angels all around about them. I thank God today that he have a presence of mind to know who we are and to know every prayer from everyone that's praying, different ones. I just thank God today that he know me. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God on today. I have this thankfulness. I just have this gratefulness to God because what he do for us, he don't have to do. What he's already done, he didn't have to do. But God is so grateful, gracious to us. I just thank God for his grace that we have new mercy every day. I give God praise on today. This is our testimony of part of the service. Does anyone else have a testimony on today? How good God has been to them. I don't know. I could just sit up and testify all day because he's just been so good to me. I give him praise and glory. Amen. Amen. Let me see your schedule. Elf is so weak on the service. It's late. It just has started. I don't know what this is, but anyway. I just thank and praise God. I'm not going to hold you long on today. We're going to have a song, and then I'm going to go right into the word of God. And you all, and we'll probably end up getting off early today. But I just thank and praise God. I'm so grateful to God. Y'all just don't know how good God is to me. You just don't know. God is a great God. And if you obey God, he'll bless your socks off for your obedience. I thank God on today. I thank God that my heart is already fixed and my mind is already made up to serve him until the day he take me away. I'm a servant with everything I got. So we're going to have another song, and then I'll go right into the word of God. Do I have another song? Let me see, y'all. Okay. Yeah, I know I love this song.
Thank you.
and the power of your blood. The power of the blood. The power in the blood. The power in the blood. You heal today.
You today, God, to remove me of myself, God. Any negative, anything in me, God, I ask you to remove it right now that shouldn't be in me, God. Remove it right now, God. I ask you right now, God, to let me be an empty vessel, God, waiting to be used by you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you today, God, to bless every heart, God, that's under the sound of my voice. Bless their heart, bless their mind, bless the ears that's listening, God, in the name of Jesus, and cover everyone, God, that would listen to this word, God, that you've given me in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, use me for your glory. I ask all these things, and let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on today. In Jesus' name, amen Amen, and praise the Lord. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity. Well, I had something else I was going to talk about, the Laodicean church today in Revelation chapter 3 and 17, but he's changed this thing up on me, and I'm just going to talk about Father's Day. You know, it's a traditional holiday for people, Father's Day. But for me, it's the blessed day that I could ever think of or be living to even witness Father's Day. Just think about it. Just think about Father's Day. Oh, we adore our fathers and we love our fathers and we appreciate our fathers, but the one true father, the heavenly Father, come on, in the name of Jesus, that Father, the only Father that I have right now, even with the earthly Father, this heavenly Father that I have, is the only Father that I have right now. And I thank him for being my Father. I don't know about nobody else, but I thank God on today for being the Father, the Heavenly Father over all creation, the Creator, in the name of Jesus. I just want to talk a little bit about the Father, the Heavenly Father, not the earthly Father, but the Heavenly Father. I just thank you. I thank the Heavenly Father for being who he is in my life. And I thank him today. I just give God all the Heavenly Father praise that I can. I just thank him today. God, all in his power, in his might. I just thank God. I thank him for being a father to me. That man can give me what this father could. I thank God. Omni. He's omni. This word omni. Omni Father, the omni God. I just thank God this omni word is just a prefix of what he is. But omni, they take that from a Latin word that means all. That's all he is. He's all. After all, it's nothing else. That's everything. All. The Father is all that we need. Everything that we have. The Father in heaven is everything that we need. Omni. That's where they get that word omnipotent. God is all powerful. Omni means power. Omni means wisdom. Omni means encouragement. Omni means the miraculous. The word omni means amazing. It comes from that Latin word, all. And I thank God on today that God the Father is all that we need. He's my heavenly Father. I had an earthly Father, and God still was my Father then, my heavenly Father. And I just thank God for being my Father. Who wouldn't want a Father like that? That know how to give his children good gifts. Thank God today. Oh, we don't know what we have. We don't know what we have. But I thank God on today that he's a good God, a great king above every king. He's a good father to us. He leads and guides us. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Not this father. We got some deadbeat fathers. But this father ain't no deadbeat. He said he would never leave you. He would never forsake you. He all that we need. Omni mean all, you know. It mean all. God, omnipotent, mean all powerful. God, the Father, is all powerful. After all, it's nothing else. Can't nothing else be powerful than the Father, God the Father. nothing else. All mean everything. After all, it's nothing else. Omniscient. He's all-knowing. You hear that word again? All. All-knowing. He know every hair on my head. He know every string of it. He know how many strings on my head. And I thank God today for being that personal, that man that created me from the dust of the ground. I thank him today. I give him glory today. My Father who are in heaven. My Father who are in heaven. Our Father, your own Son, who are in heaven. I thank him today for knowing everything, for being all-powerful. That's our Father. That's our Father. Oh, like I said, I thank him for my earthly father. I thank him today for my earthly father, but the Father who are in heaven, who will never leave me or forsake me, and I give God glory. Hallelujah. And I give him praise. Omnipresent. God is everywhere, all at the same time. Everywhere. Everywhere. All over the earth, God is. All at the same time. He can look over in Africa and be in the United States all at the same time. Knowing everything, all at the same time, my Father. Who are in heaven. I thank God for Abba Father. I thank God today for Abba Father. He's a great God. He's a great Father. Above every Father. He made the Father. I thank him. He made everything. He made time. He made everything. And I thank him today. I thank God today. When we come to know and realize that he is the heavenly Father that we need even after or before our earthly Father, what else can I say? He's all. He's omni. That means all. That's what the Father in heaven means. He is. He is all. And I thank God on today for him being all because he don't have a bias or a prejudice or nothing. He don't see color. He don't see fat, skinny, tall, short. He made us to suit him. And I thank God today. I thank him today. We trying to change ourselves, but we should be trying to look like him in his unique, in his powerfulness. In his loving kindness, we should be trying to look like the Father and not like somebody else. Eyelashes and lipstick and eyebrows and wigs and weave and all this kind of other stuff. Look like the Father. Who is our Father? Who made us? Who created us? The way he wants us to look and be. I thank God today. That's why, you know, they say these days are tradition, and they are in the meaning that we mean, our earthly father. But Father's Day should be every day for our heavenly Father. Every day should be Father's Day. We should celebrate the help our Father every day, the Heavenly Father every day. We should celebrate him. We should adore him. We should praise him. We should love him. We should lift him up. We should give all the glory to Abba Father. Because he deserves all of it. All of it. Omnibenevolent. God is all good without any evil. He don't have a trace of evil in him. Who would serve and want to be a child of a father like that? He don't have not a trace of evil in him. He's all good, all perfect. Father, I thank God for being our Father. I thank him today for being my Father who are in heaven. I can't say, well, he in heaven, he don't know what's going on. God know everything. He has everything. He owns everything. I belong to him. I don't even belong to myself. He is my Father. He created me. Every piece of meat, everything, although he created me from the dust of the ground and blew his breath in me and made me a living soul, I thank him today. I don't have to be here. He saved me so many times. He's blessed me so many times. He loved me all the time. He have mercy on me every day. He give me grace every second. Unmerited favor that I don't even deserve. Abba Father, I thank God today. I thank him for being my Father. I thank him for doing all what he do for me. I thank him for strengthening me. Oh, I could be somewhere having fun and doing all this other stuff, but I much rather be somewhere thinking about our Father who are in heaven. I much rather be somewhere thinking about how good he is, how he protected me when I needed protection, how he fed me when I was hungry, how he loved me when nobody else could love me, when I couldn't even love myself. Our Father who art in heaven, thank God today. Then, on top of that, he sent his son to die for my sins. He didn't have to do that. It was his only begotten son. He sent his son to die for us. Don't we know that, how that may feel? To send your only son to die for somebody that ain't worth dying for? He did it for us. He took on every sin that we had. He took on all the sickness. He got whooped 32 lashes for every disease. For us, never had sin. Sin never touched. But he died for my sin. I thank the Father today because he didn't have to do what he did. I thank him today. He is a good Father. He is a blessed Father. He's a powerful Father. He's a loving, kind Father. He is everything that we need. All at the same time, I give God glory today. I give him praise today. I don't never come preaching on whatever holiday it is. But when I got ready to say what I was thinking about preaching about over in Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, 14 through 17, the Lord say, talk about me. The Father say, it's Father's Day. What you going to do? What you going to say? All that stuff I had in my mind gone. So I thank God today for speaking through me. I thank God today for using me. This not only for me, because I know everything that I talk about and speak is to me first, but this is to you all. We got a great Father. Don't ever think because your Father's gone, you don't have a Father. Because you got the best Father. You got a great Father. You got the good Father. You got the Father that we all need, that would never leave us. We always leave him. He don't never leave us. We let his hand go. He be trying to snatch on to us, and we be fighting, trying to get away from him, trying to do what this flesh wants us to do. But God is everything. God is all things to his children. He give us good gifts. He give us good gifts. God is a great Father. And I thank him today I don't have a preach on this because this is simple. This is what God wants you to know about him. He is all things to us. He is all powerful. He is all knowing. And he is the total package. He is everything. And God is good. And he is without no evil in him, period. Who wouldn't want a father like that? I just thank God today for being my father. I thank God. Even if my father was here, he's seeing every day. He do this every day. He do that because he human. But this heavenly Father, not a sin touch him. And I thank him today. He is worthy of all of my praise. If I had 10 trillion tongues, it wouldn't be enough to praise him with the worth that he is. So I thank God on today for my Father who art in heaven. I thank him today. I don't know about you, but I love him with everything I have. And I always will. I will always serve him. He is everything in my life that I need. I just thank God on today. So I'm not going to hold you because I know you, everybody is doing what they do. But this was a word from the Lord. Like I said, this was the last minute, 5 minutes ago, or whatever it was before I got on here, or even when I got on. He just changed it. So this is what he wanted us to hear today. And I thank God for using me, because this was not prepared. This was not what I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about the hot and cold church over in Revelation. So I know when you pray and ask God to use you, he'll use you for his glory, because I don't preach about holidays. It's not me. God don't tell me that, but he told me this time. So he wants you all to know about the Father who art in heaven. If you're not grateful today, I don't understand. But I know you are. So I'm going to get ready to pray. I'm going to get ready to pray. And I just thank and praise. I just thank and praise God on today. I'm going to get ready to pray. I'm doing this because a lot of people texting me from different places. Father in heaven, we come humbly before your throne of grace, God. We just thank you today, Father. Father, we thank you for being who you are in our lives today. Lord, I just thank you for being our Father. I thank you today, God. It's not a price. It's not nothing I can do, nothing I can say that's good enough to have a Father like you. I thank you for being our Father. I thank you, God. I give you praise and glory on today. I love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. And we give you praise and glory on today. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone up under the sound of my voice, every member of the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, every member of Life Support Outreach, church, and every member of the prayer room ministry. God, I ask you to cover them in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, God. I ask you to direct them, Lord, lead them and guide them in the way you would have them to go, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch them right now, God. Touch them, Lord. Let them know that you're with them everywhere they go, God. Everything that they do, God, let them know that you're right there, God, that you're looking, you're watching, you're protecting, you're caring, you're loving on them, God. In the name of Jesus, you're providing for them, God. You're protecting, God. In the name, I give you praise and I give you glory. Lord, I ask you to protect them, God. Protect their children, grandchildren, and great-grand, God. Protect their families, God. Protect their husbands, God. Protect their wives, God. Bless the ones that can't help themselves, God. I ask you to go over in the hospitals and the nursing homes and behind prison walls, God. You know who they are that need you, Lord. Bless our enemies. Forgive them for what they said and done against us, Lord. Bless those that don't know God. Bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless those that see not the trash cans, God. Oh, provide for them today, God. In the name of Jesus, bless those that think they mighty and bless those that boast in themselves, God. You know who they are, God. You know the ones that got all this pride. And Lord, I ask you right now to forgive them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray for those that talk about us. Pray for those that and ask you to forgive those that pray against us, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to forgive them right now, God. Those that try to despitefully misuse us, Lord, forgive them today, God. In the name of Jesus, those that say all manner of evil against us, forgive them today, Lord, and bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of. Those that sick and shedding, God, and those that don't have a mind to call on your name, God, and bless them today. Heal them right now, God. In the name of Jesus, the children all over this earth, God, and I ask you to cover now, God, and bless them today. Protect them today all over the earth. The children, God, men, women, boys, and girls all over the earth, God, forgive us, God, and bless us, protect us, lead us, and guide us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We ask it all in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. And amen. We just thank and praise God today for this opportunity. And I can't say enough about the Father. I thank God. I love him from the bottom of my heart with everything in my soul. I love Abba Father. So we're going to get ready to close out. Lord, I just ask you to bless them and keep them. Just keep them, God. Just keep them covered. Bless them. Love them, God. Lead them and guide them, God, in the way you would have them to go. Cover them at all times, God. Activate their angels so they may be with them at all times. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 I thank and praise God. We're going to get ready to close out. And I will see you all right back here Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will be on the Facebook Live in the morning at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and we'll get back on our regular regimen or our scheduled time from now on. God bless you all. I love you. Enjoy today and enjoy the Father's Day. And happy Father's Day to every father that's listening, especially the Heavenly Father. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good day. Amen.
God bless you.
Hello.
God
bless
you.
Hello. Hello. Love everyone.
All right.
You're on Facebook Live in the morning?
Uh-huh, at 6 o'clock your time, 7 o'clock my time, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
During the week? You said what?
Yes. Yes. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, it's 6 o'clock, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Your time. Okay. 7 o'clock Eastern time. All right. God bless you. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Happy Father's Day to my brother and Pastor Ed.